Nevada's new Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, is calling on lawmakers to increase funding for public schools, protect the Affordable Care Act, and pass gun control measures as part of his first State of the State address. KUNR's Paul Boger was in Carson City for the speech and has this report.
Mr. Speaker, His Excellency, the Honorable Steve Sisolak, Governor of the State of Nevada, and First Lady Kathy Sisolak are at the bar of the Assembly.
The Nevada State Assembly was packed with lawmakers, state officials, and invited guests to watch Steve Sisolak give his first State of the State address.
Thank you.
The speech, which lasted about 45 minutes, laid out a legislative agenda that called for increased spending for public education as well as health care. The new governor's proposals call for lawmakers to increase the state's minimum wage, increase pay for state employees and teachers by 3%, while at the same time putting more money into the state's rainy day fund, all of which without raising taxes. Sisolak says his agenda is ambitious but possible.
We are anticipating general fund revenue of more than $4.3 billion in 2020, up nearly 3% from 2019. And in 2021, it's projected to rise even more to nearly $4.5 billion. Nevada's economic growth happened under our current revenue structure. And as they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's why this budget that you're being presented with is without any new taxes.
In all, Sisolak's proposed budget calls for nearly $8.8 billion in spending over the next 2 years. That's millions more than his predecessor, Republican Brian Sandoval, proposed last year. Among Sisolak's biggest requests is increased funding for schools, a promise the Democrat campaigned on last year. In addition to possibly revamping the state's education funding formula, the Nevada Plan, Sisolak says he wants to nearly double the amount of new money scheduled to go to schools annually. He also wants to add dollars to categorical programs like the ones that target historically underserved communities.
My recommended increase in funding for the new Nevada Plan will increase the funding from $36 million per year to $70 million per year, meaning that an additional 28,200 at-risk students will receive the academic support that they need, deserve, no matter what school that they attend.
The governor also underlined his desire to create a cannabis compliance board to oversee the state's growing recreational marijuana industry, vowing to use some of the tax revenue collected from pot sales to address school safety issues. In that same vein, the governor addressed another major campaign promise, gun control reform. Pushing for a ban on bump stocks, the device used by the shooter of the October 1, 2017 massacre in Las Vegas, Sisolak signaled that he's prepared to implement the state's beleaguered gun background check, which Republicans in the previous administration said was unenforceable.
Our country is plagued by the epidemic gun violence, something Nevadans have come to understand all too well. We are still reeling from the losses we suffered on 1 October, and now we're going to take action. I am working with the legislature to implement common sense background checks on all firearm sales in Nevada.
For Democrats, the speech aligned with many of the priorities laid out during the 2018 election. Assembly Majority Leader Teresa Benitez-Thompson of Reno says the governor's speech created an agenda that's workable for all lawmakers.
I'll be looking through it, but from the initial structure of what things are going, I believe that we will have a balanced budget. I believe that we will be able to accomplish important things and still have a balanced budget.
Some Republicans, on the other hand, are not as optimistic. Assemblyman John Ellison of Elko says he can't figure out how lawmakers will pay for the governor's priorities.
You know, there was a lot of increases, but I think that's going to be a big thing, that how they're going to fund this.
You know, one of the things he said was no new taxes, at least
that's impossible. I mean, from what I've seen, and I was trying to listen to the notes, I don't know how they can do that. And it looks like to me that there's no way. You're either going to have to cut or increase. There's too much money out there on the table.
Officially, though, Republicans say they're remaining cautiously optimistic. As part of the GOP response, State Senator Heidi Gansert of Reno says Republicans will work with Democrats to keep state government in check.
You can count on Republicans to stand our ground on the unshakable beliefs of personal responsibility, limited government spending, and individual freedom over government infringement. Yet, at the same time, we know, too, that Nevada families expect us to find common ground and to join together for a common purpose to address their immediate and long-term concerns for the common good.
Despite that vow, Republicans will have a difficult time pushing any agenda not in line with the Democratic leadership. And as the 120-day legislative session quickly approaches, Democrats are all but primed to pass the governor's proposals. Paul Boger, KUNR News.